right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you. I pray that he comforts you, and I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that your mental health gets better. I hope that your situation clears up as well. As this world is going in a crazy direction, I pray that your direction of life is going on that narrow path that Christ told us to follow. And I also pray that you are going forward and upward with your life, and that the Lord helps you through every season, every situation that you're going through. Amen. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another day and getting us through the night. Amen. He protected us and, you know, caused us to get home safely and bring us back to bed. So that's a blessing and all, you know. God appreciate everything. God appreciate the small things and the big things that he does in our lives. Amen. So a lot going on in the world. Just appreciate what you have and work what you have for the moment. Amen. So let's always trust in the Lord everything that we got going on. Now, today's message, we're going to continue the book of Exodus reading. We're going to start from chapter 30 and just go forward from there. All right. So all throughout these chapters is basically about the law, 100 commandments that God has gave us that goes beyond 10 commandments. He gave us 613 laws, 100 commandments to let us live by and to stay holy and consecrated and set apart, and to also, you know, follow the Sabbath and how to treat people, how to deal with the land and animals and things of that nature. All right. So we're going to go through the book of Exodus reading, and then we're going to close out with the priestly blessing and the prayer and just go from there. All right. So here we go. The book of Exodus, chapter 30. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon of shittim wood, shall thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. Four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. And two golden rings shalt thou make it under the crown of it, by the two corners thereof, upon the two sides of it shalt thou make it, and they shall be for places for the slaves to bear it withal, for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning, where he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offerings, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year, with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them, this they shall give, every one that pass among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs, and half a shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Every one that passeth among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister to burnt offering made by fire unto the Lord, so they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statue forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto the principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and a hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil, and thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver, and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me into the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it. After the composition of it, it is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whoever compound any like it, or whoever put any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto the sweet spices, stacte, and nacha, and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall be alike weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. All right, so that's the book of Exodus chapter 30 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of Exodus chapter 31 reading. All right, so here we go. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by the name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle, and the table, and its furniture, and the pure candlestick, with all its furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering, with all his furniture, and the laver, and his foot, and the cloth of service, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil as sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak thou unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that do sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever do any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. That's the book of Exodus chapter 31 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of Exodus chapter 32 reading. All right, so here we go. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us gods which shall go before us, for as this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people brake off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool. After that, after he had made it a molten calf, and they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on tomorrow, and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said to Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a golden calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto it and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which I brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why doeth that thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou sworest by thy own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. And the tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it a voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and broke them beneath the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said to Aaron, what did these people unto thee, that thou hast brought so a great sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as this is Moses, that the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there it came off as a calf. And there it came out, this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said to the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure, I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned to the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him I will blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angels shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. All right, so that's the book of Exodus chapter 32 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of Exodus chapter 33 reading. All right, so here we go. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed I will give it, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, upon a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, when they heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and to man did put on his ornaments. For the Lord has said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp and afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out into the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses till he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and it stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And the Lord and all the people saw the cloudy pillar that stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. As Moses said to the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in my sight, in thy sight, show me thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst see my face, for thou shalt see no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand up upon a rock. Excuse me. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. So that's the book of Exodus chapter 33 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of Exodus chapter 34 reading, all right? So here we go. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew the two tables of stone unto like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables of the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest, and be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mountain, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mountain. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into the mountain, Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will be by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou, which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves, for thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go whoring after their gods, and do sacrifices unto their gods. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten goat, no molten gods. Thou shalt not make unto thee no other gods. The feast of the unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that opened the matrix is mine, and every firstling among the cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel, for I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Yes, thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the Lord of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see a kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days, 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in the commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. That's the book of Exodus, reading chapter 34. Now we're going to go into the book of Exodus, chapter 35, reading, all right? Chapter 35, here we go. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord had commanded, that ye shall do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever do work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations, upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spoke unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and badger skin, and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come, and make all that the Lord has commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his tashes, and his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark, and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat, and the veil of the covering, the table, and the staves, and staves, and all his vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture, and his lamps, with the oil for the light, and the incense altar, and the staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering, with his brazen grate, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver in his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hangings for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court, and here and their cords, the cloths of service to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, every one of whose heart stirred him up, and every one whose spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle, of the congregation, and for all the service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets, and earrings, and rings, and tablets, and jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger's skin brought them. Every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in the carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. and he has put in his heart that he may teach both he and Oholiab, Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. Them has he filled with the wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple and in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. All right, so there you have it, y'all. All right, that's the book of Exodus chapter 35 reading, all right? So we're going to close it out and finish it from there for today. All right, so throughout this reading of the book of Exodus, you saw how the Lord kept talking to Moses, and the communication was so strong. God's glory and his presence so powerful that his light was shining all over Moses, and Moses' face was shining. And when people saw it, they got scared of it and were scared to come near him. That's how much God's glory and his light, how powerful it is, and how much to embrace it. Because the Lord and Moses, they talk face to face like a friendship. You know what I mean? That's how powerful their communication, their relationship, and their how their bond was. So that's the type of relationship you want to strive after. You want to seek God on that type of powerful level where y'all could, like, you know, communicate on high levels like that. You know what I'm saying? So you always want to strive for a powerful relationship with the Lord. You always want to be close to him. You always want to obey him, hear that still voice. You know what I mean? And you always want to just obey what he tells you. You know what I mean? Because the Lord really loves us. And he cares for us. You know, and he wants us to listen to him more often. A lot of times we listen to ourselves too much or other people. We have to listen to him and his word. Amen. Because his word doesn't go void. So when he says something, it's going to be done and accomplished. All right. So let us always talk with the Lord daily, nightly. All right. Just consistently. You know what I mean? And not only just talk to him, but also listen to him, the listening part. Let us listen more than we speak. Amen. So there you have it. That's the reading for Exodus today. And we'll continue it on the next episode. All right. So there you have it. I pray that you all had a, you know, a day. If you had one of those days, I pray that you could get over it. If weeping comes at night, joy comes in the morning. Always remember that. So hang in there, you know, hang in there. Be patient. Stay strong and firm. Be steadfast. I know we're all going through different things, but let us not wallow in our emotions. You know, let us trust in the Lord and his word. And let us always remember all his promises and his covenants, and how amazing his love is, how amazing his glory, his light is, how much he pours out his love and his spirit towards us. Amen. So always keep that in mind. All right. So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right. So here we go. Yes, yes, amen. He is our hope to humanity. He is the last hope. He is the second Adam, the last Adam. Yes, he is the advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father. Yes, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus the judge of Israel. Yes, he is King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb without blemish, the Lamb of God, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, yes, Yah, the Father of lights, yes, he is a consuming Father, the Father of the fatherless, a sustainer, amen, Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords. The government rests on his shoulders. The man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Yes, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the revelator. Yes, he is the resurrector. Yes, he is the righteous one, the righteous branch, the perfect example, the radiant one, the sustainer, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation. Hosanna, Hosanna. Yes, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the word of life. He is the word. Amen. Yes, yes, amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, praise the Lord, the true God, the true living almighty one. Amen. Yes, he is awesome. He is amazing. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, restored, healed, fixed. The Lord got you good. He got you right in his hands. Amen. Yes, new creature in Christ, new beginnings. Your hands will prosper. New footsteps, new path, new scenery, new decisions, new risk. Stepping out on faith for the rest of your life, trusting in the Lord for the rest of your life. Amen. Stability. I speak stability over your life. Yes, I speak steadfastness over your life. Amen. Yes, God will keep giving you visions and dreams. Amen. Yes, more discernment. I speak discernment over your life. I pray that you have more spiritual discernment. Amen. And I pray that you keep on trusting the Lord and your faith is stronger than ever in these times that we're in. Amen. Yes, yes. So there you have it, y'all. All right, that's the message for today, just the book of Exodus reading. And regarding the law, such as the commandments, how God wanted us to live and how to do things and to honor him. All right, let us always worship the true one God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he is a jealous creator. He is a jealous God. Let us not worship no other gods. Amen. Let us love the Lord our God with all our might, heart, soul, and strength, and serve him with joy and diligence. And let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life over the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings. I pray that you do the will of the Father, you do Father's business. I pray that you do the will of God and that you get into your purpose and calling. And I hope that you embrace your journey. And I hope that you serve the Lord with joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So what I love to do is close out this priestly blessing and go from there. All right. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.